The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If your listing patterns are different, because we're all on the Titanic together here, check out the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com, where the stream is available to 24/7 on TNTRadioEmpire.com. Alexa plays the show. Also, Craig Evans, Nick Allen, Lewis Black is our guest later on this morning. Lou's going to call from his encampment in New York City. You know where
the bunker,
where it's World War III, basically
the
there
epicenter.
Yeah, ain't happening here. Well, yeah, it will. I was talking to a buddy of mine lives in Jersey, texting him actually outside of northern Jersey, between Philly and New York, kind of that area. And he said, "I heard you guys ain't doing anything." I said, "Well, that's the perception because our idiot governor." I said, "But no, we have bars and restaurants are closed. The death toll, I'm not one of those kind of people that just say is only because people die. It's fairly low, but those people did die and there'll be more deaths to come. But, you know, it's sunny and let's golf."
So we're down to five states?
I don't even know.
South Dakota, Arkansas. Yeah. Iowa, North Dakota, Nebraska.
Yeah, Iowa, you're not getting out of hand here.
But apparently the Missouri one, we got several emails on that, really isn't that strict.
All right.
But I went out yesterday, and I walked several dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
yours
I
or just random ones?
Side business, dog walker?
No, no. Right. You know, I walk, and I can't do two because they get out of control. They're big dogs.
Right.
So three separate walks.
Got it.
About a mile and a half loop. Mm-hmm. Three dogs. I took care of three dogs yesterday.
Three dogs.
There was nobody in the park. There's somebody playing on the playground, a couple families and their kids.
Well, the cops are doing swing bys in some parks, I read,
in
this town. But, you know, adults are allowed to play, apparently. Just kids aren't.
There were a couple kids, doing the skateboard inside the tennis court.
Yeah.
But they were staying far away from each other. But I really didn't see many people out during the dog walk.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. And there was no yoga class yesterday.
How come?
They've cut that down to three times a week. I had to go do some weights in the basement. I thought, well, how long does the coronavirus live on these dumbbells? Because they haven't been touched in about 6 months.
Probably,
I think you're fine.
Yeah,
so,
I think you're good.
Yeah, you're fine.
Might have to wipe it down tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
When I go back to the weight room down in the basement.
Yeah, I don't know what we do. Yeah, I don't know.
If you're washing up when you come in the house, and then you go touch. Yeah, I think you're fine.
I was wondering that too, because does anybody know? Because I know they're encouraging everybody to order out, and we all have done it. But I saw this maybe a week or so ago. Some just guy on Facebook said, is it only me, or so? Why are we eating food prepared someplace else? And can it last on food?
I think they've said no.
Good.
No.
I think they've said that too. Becky said she thought she heard that.
The thing I've seen.
But the containers it's on.
The thing I've seen on TV and they tell you is bring it home, take it out of the containers, put it on a plate.
Your own dish, right.
And get rid of the containers, wash your hands, then eat.
Got it. And use your. Yeah, because they went through Dairy Queen the other day, and they came home and used their own spoons.
Yeah,
the Dairy Queen was just handing out these
fingered
spoons anyway. I think that's nasty anyway. Even a regular week, you know, here's your fingered spoon, not in plastic or anything. You know, here I just gave the fingered spoon.
I guess I haven't given
the old
that,
fingered spoon
that much thought.
I was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I don't want to be alarmist when I read that, thinking too. Yeah, I said that crossed my mind too when they're telling you to order out. Is it stick on food? And apparently it doesn't. So.
But I do want to get.
Or we'd all be screwed.
Yeah, the local restaurants, a little business. At least
I do. We order out. Because believe me, we order out. We definitely do. In fact, the sushi place near me, actually, they've been closed the whole time. Now they're offering a pickup. Or they come out to your curbside and hand it to you.
Yeah, my stepson's.
Because I know sushi wasn't, a lot of places weren't open. Yeah.
Stepson's girlfriend works there.
Oh, that's right. So I'm happy about that.
And she apparently is high enough up the chain.
Essential personnel?
She's essential personnel there. She helps do the to-go orders.
I met her, she's nice. So that's always good news. But when you get sushi, la di da, I guess, huh? Well, la di da, I get my sushi.
We get the Hello Fresh. It's a meal package that gets delivered to you, and we do two of those a week.
Can we get an air conditioner sent here? Is Amazon still sending air conditioners?
I don't know.
Our air conditioner's busted.
That might be.
We can't move out of this building soon enough. Not to be home, just totally move out of this building. I mean, when our company buys another place.
Oh, careful what you wish for.
Oh, believe me, I wish to be out of this building.
Yeah, I don't think they're.
It's not gonna be. That's a back burner thing now for sure. That's a back burner thing now. But go ahead.
Maybe
we can order an air conditioner.
To write any.
TV part has air conditioning.
Big
I know that.
Checks, yeah. Do they?
Oh yeah, yeah. I heard from Meg. They're just working over there.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So go ahead. You were saying, you bring those Hello Time Fresh things or whatever.
Yeah. We do those twice a week, and then I try to grill twice a week, and we try to order out twice a week, and then kind of, we got groceries. Right. So the other night of the week, we're good.
My problem is, this is probably the rest of the year, too. When the weather gets nice, I'd like to stay up longer and drink a little more. But the alarm goes off pretty early for us guys because we work mornings and have been doing it for so long. I'd like to drink more, but I can't do the show if I'm hungover, so I don't drink that.
I always felt that way, even when there wasn't a pandemic.
So did I. I was going to say, it's kind of, especially in the middle of the week, especially yesterday here, Omaha was like 85 degrees. It was really beautiful. And
it was hot.
Yeah, it was actually.
It was hot yesterday.
But I refused. I walked and I refused to say it's hot because I'm thinking I'm in t-shirt and shorts. I'm fine. It felt good to sweat and be outside in the heat.
You know what was weird,
I got
though.
Back and I'm thinking, man, it's beautiful outside. Now it's starting to cool down a little bit. It'd be nice to sit outside and drink till, for me, late would be like 10.
7:30.
Right.
No, 10.
Locally, 87 degrees or something was the high. And usually when it's that warm at this time of year, where we are, the wind
comes. Windy.
And
no wind yesterday.
No. The wind comes from the south when you get the warm stuff. The wind was from the north yesterday.
And it was still warm, right?
Believe me, I walked three dogs into the wind.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great band. Three Dogs Into the Wind. That was a second choice for Three Dog Night.
The Wind Burnt Dog Walker.
Yeah. Three Dogs Into the Wind.
So that was kind of odd.
Yeah. All right, getting through another day. Thank you for listening. We know you have other options. Well, not in this city, but with the podcast you do. So check it out. Sorry about that. Just a little ornery because I'm sweating my ass off. Craig will be here in a hoodie for some reason because he's always cold. He'll be here in a little bit. There's a great story I want to get to about some mayor in a lockdown and his wife. That's all I'll say about that.
Oh, I think I read that one.
Yeah, I read it. I saw it yesterday and I read it again this morning. Anybody have John Prine passed away at 73?
Four.
Four people had him?
Okay. Four people.
You know what? They're not paying attention because I know Corona killed him, but the dude, I know he looked really bad.
Yeah, he'd had problems.
Really bad. Now, granted, it was neck. Wasn't it neck cancer also?
I think so. I think
he. Craig lucked out because we were talking about Val Kilmer off the air yesterday. Val Kilmer almost died twice. I'm not discounting Nick. I mean, Craig's battle because he beat it. But those guys was worse, it sounds like.
Well,
both,
from what Craig said, it's early detection is
key.
Yeah,
right.
You know, and I don't think with John Prine or with Val Kilmer, they were found it early enough.
You're probably right, yeah.
Because I think both of them ended up having to have, like, pieces of the neck, jaw area removed.
Yeah, and you could see physically. I remember that. I was watching John Prine on some sort of acoustic thing maybe a year ago. And you know, to be fair, it was tough to look at him. It was tough to watch.
Yeah,
because his chin was sewed to his chest. And he was singing. It was just really awkward and good for him.
But the deniers.
But I was sick.
We'll tell you. Well, it wasn't the COVID that killed him.
Oh, they're out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those guys are unnecessary human life forms.
90% of the people who died of the virus, they had other conditions. Well,
no. It's
no. They still died of the COVID virus because that was the sword. That was the final straw.
True, but also there's a 26-year-old girl who was working in a grocery store so older people wouldn't have to work there, and she died. She had no conditions. So, shut up. I mean, just and so what? Why does that make it better that people have pre-existing conditions of certain points? Because my dad has a pre-existing condition of COPD. Does that mean he deserves to die?
Well, no.
No, so he's staying in. He's lucky enough not to be catching it. But if he caught it, that'd be the death sentence. But the death sentence is the COVID.
But you can't count it as
yes,
COVID
you can count it.
Because
yes,
of all the other stuff.
God, I'm so glad I ran across that yet on Facebook. I've ran across some horrible stuff from just complete idiots.
No, that narrative is coming up more and more often.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That,
they would have done diabetes doesn't just kill you. I mean, if you could have diabetes under control. Perfect example is when before this even started, Bret Michaels canceled some boat trip, an 80s cruise, way ahead of time because he said his diabetes puts him at a major risk. That dude is healthy. Have you ever met the guy? I mean, he's obviously got diabetes, but he's in shape, you know?
But the point is, a guy like John Prine might have pulled through.
Yes, exactly.
If it were not for the virus.
A lot of people would have. If it wasn't for the virus is what kills them.
Yes, absolutely.
God, that's a stupid narrative.
The virus
but that doesn't surprise me.
Is the final
you watch
straw.
Any press conference, you know, we're just being run by stupid
Most people.
People
who are old have some sort of
yes, of course they
condition.
Do. Of course they do. And even younger than that, too. That's why it's affecting the African-American population, they said.
Well,
a lot of diabetes, a lot of no money.
Yeah.
Disenfranchised because that's
sickle
the way
cell.
Republicans like it.
Socioeconomics has a lot to do with it.
Right.
You know, rich people can afford to hang out.
But they were talking about the diabetes part and other things, too. Jesus.
Diabetes.
Right. Diabetes. Craig Evans, Nick Allen.
Wilford Brimley, anybody checked on him?
I don't know. Is he alive?
I think he is.
Okay.
Isn't he?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
That's one of those.
I feel weird about the Deadpool every day now.
I don't
I really
know.
Really do. I'm even afraid to hashtag something Craig's Deadpool.
No, Wilford's still alive.
I know we're supposed to be normal as possible, but you know.
I told Craig last night when I texted him about John Prine. I said it occurred to me that the because of this, we might break the Deadpool record this year.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Nobody's hit 8, and. It seems like it could happen.
And with random people on there. And most people put people in with some sort of conditions to begin with. And
if
they're unfortunate enough to catch this thing, they could be screwed.
I'm right with you because when we first got back, somebody emailed us and questioning the ethics of the Deadpool.
Well, it's I just.
Well, that's always been questionable.
I know. Yeah, it has been. It has been.
That's not any worse now.
No. It feels weird. It does feel weirder, though, when people have died of COVID, you know?
Yeah,
and then on the Deadpool.
It's a little different.
Yeah,
when just death seems.
Yeah, that's
to
why
be
I don't enter that thing.
All around you, it's the reason
we have no responsibility on that.
We didn't play.
You're right.
In the first place,
we could be like our dear leader there and just say it's not our fault.
Right.
Although it's in our name and we run the show.
Right, but we take no responsibility.
Yeah, we take no responsibility
for the
whatsoever,
Deadpool.
Which nobody's buying. They'll buy it with him and not with us.
Sure, I blame it. I blame it on the people all around me.
That's right.
That's what you do.
Perfect example. What's happening?
That's why I'm a leader.
Yeah, you are.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, Use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.